Hello and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. One of the largest manufacturing plants to be built in our state recently held their groundbreaking ceremony in the Midlands, and we have their top local representative on the phone to tell us more. Dr. Jan Spies is Chief Production Officer at Scout Motors in Blythewood, South Carolina. Jan, welcome to the program.
Thank you very much for inviting me.
So, welcome to South Carolina. Tell us a little bit more about the history of Scout Motors, and it's a brand now owned by Volkswagen. Just kind of give us a brief history and overview of that whole situation.
Yes, of course, I'd like to. As most of you will know, in the 60s and 70s, there's been these fantastic off-road cars, these first SUVs that have nice colors. Off-road cars had its own spirit, and lots of people still today remember them. This is a brand that unfortunately had been dying in the beginning of the 80s due to normal economical problems. This brand has been out of business since then, and just a few enthusiasts, but if you open and you look in Instagram, and so there's more like a few hundred thousand enthusiasts that kept them alive. The brand Scout was owned by the company of International Harvester, and with that, the Navistar brand. And the Navistar brand, doing fantastic trucks, has been acquired by the Volkswagen Group. With that being said, Volkswagen itself has been thinking about the American market a bit more deep and more honest maybe than it has been done in the past. And this, as we know, can only be done if you are in America, if you're American, if you're all American. And that's the reason why Volkswagen owns us, but doesn't rule us in that sense. It's our investor, and they allowed us to start a complete new company, giving that brand a new face. And we think that an electrical car in the future will have more advantages than maybe is seen by people today. It's noise, it's torque, it's speed, it's acceleration, it's lots of things that go beyond what maybe is seen sometimes as disadvantage today. So we are combining the brand with an all-American and all-electrical future here in South Carolina.
All right, well, share with us then where we are right now on the production facility and what the timeline is from here to production.
Yes, groundbreaking, as it has been a few weeks ago, is always an exciting moment because this is the time when the clock starts ticking. We are expecting that by end of this year, we will have the first buildings, not finished, but visible. So if you look in end of 25, we're expecting that the equipment in the factory, the major equipment, will be installed. And months and year later, we go into the pre-series car. And pre-series car build is different than just switching on a machine. I mean, what we're talking about is a new car on a new platform with new employees that have to be newly trained in a complete new factory. So therefore, ramping that up is a complex system that will take place in the year of 2026. So when it comes about supplier base, we're now in that. When it comes to recruiting, end of this year, next year, we're starting with that. So it will be a long, long run to get to a full-scale production with approximately 40 cars per hour, which means approximately 200,000 cars a year of capacity.
And so the production plant will be here in South Carolina. Where will the corporate headquarters for Scout and the R&D facilities be?
Oh, this is an exciting part of this company. Since we all know developing a car right from scratch isn't that easy, we are spread out. We take the competence from where it is at the moment a lot up in Michigan. We combine it with suppliers that we utilize from all over the place, and we will have the engineers down here in Columbia, in South Carolina, in the factory in Blythewood when it's about ramping up. So let's say our factory is the core of the building of the car. The Scout Motors, at the end of the day, will be a nationwide company because, I mean, we want to sell the cars, of course, in every state.
Well, Jan, thank you so much for the update and for spending time with us today. We look forward to checking in with you again in the future.
Thank you very much.
Dr. Jan Spies is Chief Production Officer at Scout Motors in Blythewood, and we will have a link to the company posted at our webpage so you can learn more, as well as a link to the Richland County Economic Development Office specific page for Scout Motors. That web address is southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can also hear this show again. And remember, you can find us wherever you find podcasts. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.